become an issue since my husband acquired the ability to see Lecter. That's what I call my violin when I argue with him. For what he is. He, she, it, whatever. Lecter is not my violin's true name. I am not going to tell you its true name because the aphorism, true names have power, while technically correct, is wildly misleading and not in a good way. In the case of my violin, Lecter becomes aware of everyone who knows its true name and sometimes takes an interest. And you really do not want Lecter to take an interest in you. Bob is very unusual in having lately developed this ability. It marks him as a member of a privileged elite, the select club of occult practitioners who can recognise what they're in the presence of and stand fast against it rather than fleeing screaming into the night. Like the vampire bitch from Human Resources. And what was she doing in the living room at 5 o'clock in the morning? Issues. Vampires, violins and marital miscommunications. I'm going off topic again, aren't I? Time out for tea. Take three. Hello. My name is Mo. That's short for Dominique O'Brien. I'm 43 years old, married to a man who calls himself Bob Howard, aged 38 and a quarter. We are currently separated while we try to sort things out. Things including, but not limited to, my relationship with my violin, his relationship with the vampire bitch from Human Resources, and the end of the world as we know it, which is an ongoing work-related headache. This is my introduction to my work journal during Operation Incorrigible and the period immediately before and after it. We're supposed to keep these journals in order to facilitate institutional knowledge retention in event of our death in the line of duty. And if you are reading it, you are probably a new laundry recruit and I am probably not on hand to brief you in person because I'm dead. Now, you might be wondering why this journal is so large. I could soft soap you and claim that I just wanted to leave you with a full and balanced perspective on the events surrounding Operation Incorrigible. It's certainly a valid half-truth. But the real reason is that I've been under a lot of stress lately. Nervous breakdowns are a luxury item that we don't have time for right now. And anyway, all our security-cleared therapists are booked up 8 months in advance. So the only psychotherapy I'm getting is the DIY kind. And pouring it all out into a private diary that's going to be classified up to its armpits and buried in a top secret vault guarded by security zombies until I'm too dead to be embarrassed by it seemed like a good compromise. So I wrote it this way, and I don't have the time, or inclination frankly, to go back and take all the personal stuff out. Duty calls, etc., and you'll just have to suck it up. If I were Bob, this journal would probably claim to be written by Sabine Braveheart or some such nonsense. But after Operation Incorrigible, my patience with silly pseudonyms is at an all-time low. So I'll use pseudonyms where necessary to protect high-clearance covert assets and for people who insist on hiding under rocks. Yes, Bob, if you're reading this, I'm talking about you. But the rest of the time, I'll call a spade a bloody shovel, not Earth Mover Crimson Vortex. Anyway, you got this far, so let me finish the prelude to the intro by adding that if you can get past all the Bridget Jones meets the apocalypse stuff, you might pick up some useful workplace tips, to say nothing of the juicy office gossip. Now, to the subject matter at hand. Feel free to skip the rest of this foreword if you already know it all. Yes, there will be an exam afterwards. Bob and I are operatives working for an obscure department of the British Civil Service, known to its inmates, of whom you are now one, as the Laundry. We're based in London. To family and friends, we're civil servants. Bob works in IT, while I have a part-time consultancy post and also teach theory and philosophy of music at Birkbeck College. In actual fact, Bob is a computational demonologist turned necromancer and I am a combat epistemologist. It's my job to study hostile philosophies and disrupt them. Don't ask. It'll all become clear later. I also play the violin. A brief recap. Magic is the name